Well, there you go. Of course, Tom, we're old enough to remember Judy Garland.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Wonderful entertainer and all
over
that.
The rainbow.
Died too young and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Judy with two daughters.
Right. Uh-huh.
One pretty well known. That'd be
right.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
Really kind of favors her mom quite a bit physically. I mean, looks,
yeah.
Well, had Judy lived that long and gained twice as much weight as she weighed, she might look like her, but yeah.
That's true.
But then she has this other daughter.
Yeah, Lorna Luft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Judy Garland's New York Carnegie Hall concert happened 50 years ago.
Okay. Today?
Or no, just this
50 years ago.
Yeah. So to celebrate that anniversary, Lorna Luft will do a song-by-song recreation of that 1961 show on March 11th with the New York Pops at the same venue.
Hmm. Well, Lorna Luft, she is an entertainer.
Yeah.
So
we'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. She doesn't hit her husband, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, I bought that album for my mom.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, because she was a real big Judy Garland fan.
Well, she could belt a song.
She really
no doubt about
yeah,
that.
She was really something.
Yeah, didn't take good care of herself. But
yeah, no. Yeah. Now, and then while we're on the subject of showbiz and stuff like that, not like entertainment news, but showbiz, I think we have found that they can make a musical about just about anything these days. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Spider-Man and all this other stuff. WWL-TV reports that the Hurricane Katrina disaster has been made into a musical.
Of course it has.
The work is a collaboration between David Baum and songwriter Paul Sanchez. The storyline focuses on the New Orleans flooding and all the lives that it affected. So there you are. The play will feature Tony Award-winning actor Michael Cerveris, I guess, I don't know, who appeared in Broadway in productions of Sweeney Todd and Tommy. And now he'll be in, I don't know if they're going to call it Katie or HK or Hurricane Katie or what, but a musical about Katrina.
Well, let's make it as fun as we can.
New White House report on status of women in business, and the statistics won't surprise you. Putting together stats from all over the federal government, the report finds that women are still paid less. An average of $75 for every $100 that goes to males. Here's the big change, and we've seen this right here at Texas A&M University, and probably Blinn as well. Women outnumber men in college and in the workplace. More women than men have college degrees. Let me repeat that. Women outnumber men in college and in the workplace. More women than men have college degrees. I remember watching my two who graduated from college, and the commencement. One of them, they did it by college. The ceremony was just for the people in that college. And he was like, you know, it was maybe 20% male. And this was engineering, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was 80% female. I'm going, whoa! And obviously that's there. So is it just the fact that guys don't pay attention again?
Huh?
Yeah, really. Here's the thing that's interesting where women are not keeping up is in the high-paying science and technology jobs. They're not into those fields. And this might be really frightening when you think about it. The last time the government released a report on women as comprehensive as this one was in 1963. So we're talking about almost 50 years since they've done a report like this. So now they have. All right, here you go. Just go ahead and win this lottery. You don't have to worry about anything. Friday night, $105 million. Tomorrow night. $66.1 million in cash, just so you know. Remember all those people who told us that the government should just let General Motors fail? They're feeling pretty good right now. GM says domestic car and truck sales up 49% last month.
Really?
Chrysler up 13%. Ford saw a 10% increase. So that's a good thing. Kind of like that. A Newfoundland man is facing charges after allegedly using a remote control to assault a family member. Oh, yeah.
Really?
The St. John's Telegram says police officers were called to a house to respond to an alleged attack and found a 35-year-old man allegedly used a television remote as a weapon and he was pointing it at his wife and clicking the buttons on the device. Change. Escorted the woman and her children out of the house, arrested the man, faces charges of assault and uttering threats. Assault and uttering threats. All right, so now, I don't know if we want to go here or not, but
well, you're the driver.
Yeah, I know. I'll just say it, Chase. A Supreme Court ruling yesterday. Did you see that?
The church in Kansas.
Yeah, the church in Kansas.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yes. That was on the national news yesterday.
Well, yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know how, Chase, you've certainly spoken about this church before, and you, think, care not for the way that they do things.
Not at all. But that said.
But, I mean, and it was an 8-1 vote.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree with the ruling.
Yeah, and that's the thing that is, I mean, truly a shame. And when you find out, in fact, I mean, I guess we don't know yet, but I believe that the family is going to have to pay for the case because they lost. They're going to have to pay for the lawyers for the church.
I can't imagine that. I mean, loser pays? That system doesn't exist in this country. Yeah. Otherwise, that would be tort reform, and Congress isn't going to let that happen.
No, they wouldn't allow that to happen. I'm going to have to. I'm trying to peruse now. It's the Westboro Baptist Church. They have the right to hold their provocative anti-gay protests at military funerals. The ruling has to do with a $5 million damage award for Albert Snyder, who first sued the church for emotional distress that he endured after it protested at the son's funeral. That was in 2006. Members of the small Topeka, Kansas church have been protesting noisily at military funerals for over 5 years now, much to the irritation and even emotional pain of some. But the court said that speech, though offensive, is protected by the Constitution as long as it addresses matters of public import on public property and is in a peaceful manner. That protection cannot be, according to John Roberts, cannot be by a jury finding that the picketing was outrageous. Sam Alito is the only one who voted against it. And, yeah, you're right in that if it's a freedom of speech question, which is how they were addressing it, they have the right to do that. But, oh, my goodness, to do that on top of the pain and injury that that the family has had to go through in those circumstances. Would think that it's enough. All right, guys, here we go. We'll wash our ears out with this. You know, they've got that big royal wedding coming up.
Right.
Oh, I hadn't heard.
Yeah, it's going to be Kate Middleton, you know, and Prince Billy. Now, I told Chase about this, and I haven't gone to the website, and I really probably need to. And, Tom, you're sitting at home watching TV in the afternoon like I am. So you've seen this. But they have an infomercial. Grab a phone call before we leave. They have an infomercial on the engagement ring that Kate is wearing, okay, which is the same engagement ring that Prince William's mama wore. Nice blue stone, and it's surrounded by diamonds, okay? And they have the official engagement picture, and she has her hand up on his arm so you can see the ring. I mean, it is as they call it, a breathtaking piece of jewelry.
I'll bet.
But I don't know if you knew this, but you could get an authentic copy of that ring.
$29.99?
No, $19.95.
Oh, if you order now.
But right. Wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
It comes in a box that's included at no additional charge. And, amazingly enough, it comes with a certificate of authenticity.
Well, I would hope so.
Which means that it is an
authentic.
I don't
want any fake.
It's an authentic fake.
An authentic fake, yeah. I don't want a fake.
We've got that going on. Then there's a graphic artist in the UK that has created his own tribute to the royal wedding in the form of royal barf bags.
Very nice.
Lydia Keith produced the special sickness bags to help people who find the royal wedding nauseating.
Mm-hmm.
The barf bags come in royal blue or red and have the phrase, keep this handy on April 29th, printed on them.
Wow.
And if you're a royal wedding nut, Star Magazine has an ad for the Kate Middleton royal engagement doll. It's a limited edition. I'm sure they've only made 340,000 of them, so hurry to get yours.
Mm-hmm.
It is a posable, portless porcelain figure, including a replica with that engagement ring. Okay? Now look at this. It's yours for only 5 easy payments of $29.95.
But wait, there's more?
Yeah, it doesn't say, but $29.95 times 5, that's $150.
Yeah.
Plus that convenient $18.85 shipping and handling fee.
Or in 5 minutes, we'll double the order.
Yeah.
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 And you get a
counter starts now.
Yeah. And you get a Jinsu knife.
Yeah. Yeah. And something from Ronco.
I was going to say, and if you're lucky, some D-list star will come out and show you a food slicer to go along with it on whatever that TV channel is. What is that TV channel called?
QVC.
QVC, yeah. When's the last time you were there?
It's been a long time.
I'm thinking I may do this weekend. Just go to the Jewelry Network and listen. Let's go to Marianne, who's calling for Boca Raton.
No. No, the Jewelry Channel, if it's even still on, and I only knew about this because I would flip across it, you know, at night trying to find something to watch.
Right.
All of those women sound like they are from my hometown.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought
we
had some from Boca Raton who called, but no, huh?
No. Now, what we have here is this
I'm talking about the callers.
Oh, well, that's fine. I was talking about the spokeswomen. Now we want to bring out this cubic zirconia.
It's like Paula Deen.
But she's Georgia, which is different.
Yeah, it is. I'm listening to Paula Deen was making breakfast with another fat woman the other day. It was great.
Wow.
She did a show about cooking buddies.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, it's always good to have cooking buddies. Now, y'all, when I watch it, we're going to pour that syrup right there. Now, y'all, we're going to heat this up.
I'll say this. I mean, of all the cooking shows that I've watched, and I like to watch cooking shows, the vast majority of what she cooks, I would readily sit down and eat.
Oh, there's no doubt. Not any doubt about that. Sure.
Sure.
I would agree completely. Now, y'all, you go ahead and take that possum fat and render it down.
Yeah.
Go ahead and cook him fritters in there. Oh, yeah. Cooking shows. All right. That's enough. CBS and Turner Sports say they've sold out the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Really?
Commercial time. Yep. 30-second ads in the 3-week-long tournament range from $100,000 in the early games to $1.2 milski in the final 4 games and the championship game as well. Marketers spent $613 million to advertise in 2010. That's up 4% from a year ago. Going to be on 4 networks, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to be able to see just about anything you want.
CBS, TNT, TBS, and True TV?
Used to be Court TV.
They got Vern Lundquist on True TV? I'm thinking not. I don't think he has to do that, does he? He gets to pick his games. But I guess those early games, the play-in game will be on True TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure they'll make a big production out of that.
Oh, sure.
They'll probably rent a truck and everything. Probably cater the event. That'll be outstanding. Be watching from some small gymnasium somewhere. All right, it's 8:52.
Batteries Plus is trimming the cost of lawn and garden batteries. Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $5 on a new battery for your riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on Extreme Lawn and Garden batteries only. Offer good through May 31st, 2011. Other exclusions may apply.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st, and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
855 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, we were talking about cooking shows a minute ago with Paula. A nude cooking show is set to launch this month on adult channels in Hong Kong.
Watch the grease.
Boy, no kidding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that tempura will get you every time.
You bet. Put some over that bacon.
Each 30-minute episode, it'll be in Cantonese, by the way, hosted by 26-year-old Flora Brown, who tells the South China Morning Post that most men don't like to cook, but I want to get them interested.
Let's see, Flora Hong Kong
Brown.
It's Chung. C-H-E-U-N-G. Flora.
Chung. Yeah. C-H-E. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Okay, there she is. Well, what do you think? Got a TMZ shot there?
Let me see here.
The trailer on YouTube.
Oh, my.
Oh, my?
Man.
Okay, never mind. Okay. Anyway, it's out there somewhere. The Ice Fire channel on Now TV, Hong Kong Broadband Network, and TVB Pay Vision. It'll be out there if you want to watch it on the internet.
No.
Pass. All right. So, how much do you love your cat? New study in the Journal Behavior.
I love my cat enough to not have one.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
New study in the Journal Behavioral Process shows that cats have a real attachment to their owners and are not just those food-seeking whiners that some people think. Observations showed that cats and humans signal to each other when they want to pet or be petted, and researchers are much more likely to bond with cats than men. Really? Well, sure, cats pay more attention than a guy does.
Yeah.
A guy can be distracted by a beer and a nude cooking show.
So, there. That's right. Did he heard about on the Infomaniac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I saved this one till late in the show. Time for our marine biology question of the day. Do turtles breathe through their... Yeah, that other end. In fact, they do. Turtles have an ability to do that. Some turtles have survived up to 33 hours in a pure nitrogen atmosphere. That means no oxygen, which is pretty impressive for your basically air-breathing animal. Many amphibians have developed ways to pick up oxygen even when submerged, and turtles do it by breathing through that end over there. Yes, and also aquatic scientists have put cameras over there to study what it is that makes it happen. So... thought we'd tell you that after the kids were out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it's probably something that didn't need to share with them right now.
Yeah.
Could at some point.
That's right. They'll hear about it somehow.
Here's the other one. I just don't know if we need to go there.
But we're going.
The top movie scenes that people pause.
Ooh. For various reasons,
I'm just going to say the names and we'll move on, okay?
I know one of them.
From the bottom, Nicole Kidman in Eyes Wide Shut.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah. Well, that's the first of the movie.
The Pac-Man cameo in Tron. Dust spells out SFX in The Lion King.
Uh-huh.
SEX.
SFX wouldn't really do much of anything people being
true.
A Disney
good
movie
point.
And all.
Good point. Captain America's shield appears on the desk in Iron Man 2. Brad Pitt flashing from behind a doctor in the Fight Club. Jessica Rabbit. If you remember that from Roger Rabbit. Jamie Lee Curtis in Trading Places.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The stormtrooper that bangs his head in Star Wars. Remember that in episode 4?
Huh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez in the backup plan.
Didn't see that.
And I think we all know what number 1 is.
Is it Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No, it'd be Sharon Stone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'd forgot about that.
Now you've been reminded.
Yeah, I have.
All right, here we go on this date in history. 1938.
Tom loves this part, but not near as much as he loves Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's right. I was still, I'm sorry. I forgot my line. I was still thinking about that.
He was there. He wasn't at Basic Instinct. He was there.
1931. Uh-huh. Herbert Hoover signed a bill making the Star Spangled Banner a national anthem. And singers ever since have gone, why?
Please.
And in 1991, not our brightest moment, an amateur video captured the beating of Rodney King. We know where that went. All right, yeah. You got 30 seconds.
People apparently want to hear what Charlie Sheen has to say. He has 1 million followers.